Okay, welcome back. Time now for the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly year to date. First segment, when we get podcasting back up, you can go back and I talked a lot about the percentage in escrow and PUDs and median prices and all kinds of great stuff. But now we'll look at the week ending September 9th, 2011, the 36th week of the year. Oh, wait a second. That's not right. Oh, that's great. Got the wrong sheet in front of me. That was last week, right? Uh-oh. You know what? This has happened before, but actually never live on the air. And I remember one time coming in here, and I was looking all over before the show started. And here it is. Boy, that was almost a panic. This is the reason why I remember that was the wrong sheet, because this is week 650. This is the 650th week that I've compiled these statistics. It's week 37, and it's the week ending September 16th. Single-family residences only and just through the multiple listing service. New listings, 28 new listings hit the books this week. A low of 498,500 on La Rota, which was, of course, named after the Mary Tyler Moore Show, and a high of 3,250,000 on Via Manana. Manana? 17 of the 28 new listings were under $1 million, so the median price, $829,000. Normally on the new listings, median price is over $1 million. Second category, opened escrows. 13 lucky people, lucky 13, opened escrow for the week ending September 16th. Again, only single family, no PUDs, no condos. A low of $299,900 on South Soledad, and a high of $3.8 million on Olive Mill Road. 9 of the 13 opened escrows were under $1 million. 9 of 13. So that puts the median price at $750,000. The average was $1 million, so it was a cluster. Better than the sole listings, a third and final category. 15 even luckier people actually closed escrow on their single-family home for the week ending September 16th, 2011. A low of $489,000 on Pintura, a bank-owned property. Sad story. When you see these bank owns going and what they paid and what they sold for, and it's just the money that is lost. I can't even fathom it. I don't know how the banks and where all this money is just gone. It's just evaporated. A high of $4,850,000 on Court Place, closed escrow. Now, 8 of the 15 that closed were under $1 million. So the median price, $891,000, okay? But the average was $1,650,000. That's because 46% of the listings that sold were over $1,300,000. So there was a lot of higher-end properties closing for the week ending September 16th. So that's the numbers for the week ending September 16th, 2011. Single-family residences only just through the multiple listing service. I already talked about the percentages, what's in escrow, what's out of escrow. Let's see, 59.35. I don't know. I can tell you under $1 million, 36% of the listings under $1 million are in escrow. Okay, we have a total of 118 single-family homes in escrow under $1 million. Last year at this time, we had 92. In 2009, we had 103, which is a heck of a jump. But back in 08, we had 79, and here's the kicker number. In 2000, the 37th week of the year, in 2007, on the 37th week of the year, we had 31 listings in escrow under $1 million. And here we are in 2011, 118 listings in escrow under $1 million. That's what you call a turnaround. We're at the end of the program. Thanks for listening and listing. Although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember goodness is the only investment that never fails. Stay tuned. I'll be back next time at this time for another edition of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. I am your local realtor. You can visit RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com. You can search MLS listings throughout California or listen to past broadcasts. I hope to bring them up to date shortly. Call me after the program at my Santa Barbara office at 452-2428, 452-CHAT. If you'd like to buy or sell a property or with any real estate question, remember I can answer any question eventually.